The Golden State gears up for more storms. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. Another atmospheric river storm coming for California while residents try to assess the damage. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in Capitola Beach.
Many businesses and restaurants cleaning up today as the waves and the rain have taken a slight break. Another round expected on Wednesday and later in the week. But in the interim, famous restaurants here like Zelda's, who's been open for nearly five decades, going through taking out all of the tables and chairs that people normally dine on and trying to figure out a path forward for them.
The National Weather Service says at least 34 million people in California remain under a flood watch. President Biden in Mexico City continuing a summit of North American leaders.
What we should be doing, and we are doing, is demonstrating the unlimited economic potential that we have when we work together and in the hemisphere and to help the entire hemisphere.
The president holding bilateral talks with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau prior to a meeting between those two and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The Biden administration is facing calls to extradite former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. He's currently in a Florida hospital, while more than 1,500 people have been detained in Brazil for storming government buildings there, claiming election results were rigged.
The newly sworn-in president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has repeated his vows to get to the bottom of those riots Sunday and punish the people who paid for the protesters to camp outside army headquarters for so many weeks. He has asked how they could have begged the military to intervene to, quote, stop the steal when Brazil has a brutal history of military dictatorship.
That's Fox's Amy Kellogg. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Texas grand jury will decide whether to criminally charge a Houston restaurant patron who shot a robber dead last week. Authorities say the unnamed 46-year-old is cooperating with police. Brian Walsh pleading not guilty to charges he misled investigators in the search for his missing wife, Anna.
The search continues for his wife, and it's taken a very grim turn. Investigators have been digging through the trash here in Peabody in the late night hours, roughly an hour from the Cohasset home where Anna lived with her husband and three young boys before vanishing more than a week ago. Local reports say they have uncovered some evidence connected to a dumpster that was towed from Anna's mother-in-law's apartment complex. Prosecutors also reveal that Walsh didn't tell police that he had also gone to a Home Depot on January 2nd, buying cleaning supplies, mops, tarps, tape, while wearing blue surgical gloves.
Fox's Molly Line. COVID cases are surging because of a new highly infectious subvariant, but there is promising news on the hospitalization front.
Governments are reluctant to reimpose lockdowns and mandates. Instead, health experts are urging people to take voluntary action based on their personal level of risk. One leading epidemiologist, Syra Madad, says things such as masking in public do not require an all-or-nothing approach. A new Israeli study awaiting peer review found that vaccinated people 65 and older who also received Pfizer's new Omicron-targeting booster had an 81% reduction in hospitalizations and 86% reduction in deaths over those fully vaccinated but without the new booster. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
The creators of the Madden NFL video game making an update, no longer allowing players on screen to fake CPR as part of a celebration. EA Sports making the move after Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin required CPR after suffering cardiac arrest during last Monday's game. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.